USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress passed a sweeping year-end bill to provide coronavirus relief and fund the government. The Senate voted 92-6 on the $2.3 trillion package, which includes $1.4 trillion to fund the government and $900 billion in coronavirus relief. It's now on President Trump's desk, where he has until December 28th to sign it. If governors were to lose their paychecks when shutting down their states under the guise of COVID-19, how many lockdowns would there really be? Sheriff Manny Gonzalez of Bernalillo County has made it clear that subverting constitutional rights will not be enforced.
Overreaching restrictions will only hurt our community. For that reason, we will not follow along with any orders that subvert their constitutional rights.
Albuquerque is in Bernalillo County. Apple is moving forward with a self-driving car and is targeting 2024 to produce a passenger vehicle that could include its own breakthrough battery technology. Project Titan was started in 2014. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A suspected new strain of COVID-19 in the United Kingdom has other countries reacting.
More countries are introducing travel restrictions on the United Kingdom, citing the spread of a new strain of coronavirus in the south of England. Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, and the Netherlands have all ended flights to and from the UK temporarily. France has halted all travel with the UK for the next 48 hours, including cross-channel freight traffic. Canada has also suspended flights for at least 72 hours, and Argentina, Chile, and Colombia announced restrictions as well. The new variant of the virus hasn't been proven to be more deadly, but it is about 70% more transmissible. The UK set a record for daily new cases on Sunday, with more than 35,000 new infections. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
U.S. Attorney General Jerome Adams says not to worry.
We have no indications that it is going to hurt our ability to continue vaccinating people or that it is any more dangerous or deadly than the strains that are currently out there and that we know about.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hall of Fame NFL linebacker Kevin Green, considered one of the best pass rushers in history, died Monday. He was 58. No cause of death was given. Kevin at his 2016 Hall of Fame induction.
But I must be honest. I am standing on the shoulders of many players, many coaches, many people. The good Lord has smiled upon me my entire life. A reoccurring theme is that he has surrounded me with people of high character and great integrity, and they have all left an indelible mark on the very fabric of my life.
Kevin reflects on his upbringing by his dad.
And it really started with my dad. My dad, retired full colonel, Vietnam veteran, airborne ranger, 101st Airborne Division. My dad was a true soldier, and he was a man of honor. My dad was a full-time dad, and he was actively involved in my life, never letting me stray too far from the straight and narrow, although I'm sure that I tested his patience a little bit every now and then.
Dallas Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy, whom Green worked for in Green Bay, said Green was as driven a person as I've had the opportunity to work with. There was a big upset last night in Monday Night Football as the lowly Cincinnati Bengals beat up on the Steelers from Pittsburgh. Final score was 27-17. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.